This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, turns out we had a fantastic first hour, so thank you so much to everybody involved. Jordana is here. Jordana is going to join the mix in just seconds. But, Rusty, what do we have here tied to United and a game day event, which is great?
Super cool item. And I want to close out the last one, too, because Brad said, I will sell it to you at 4, and I will sell it to you at 4. And Chad has been kind enough to match that. That's an additional 4. That was $12,000 on that last item. This is incredibly generous. And like a kid going to school on your birthday, you're bringing the treats. So thank you so much.
I get a month, right? The Chad Hartman Studio rights?
You always have a month.
Yeah. Month would pass it.
Yeah.
So this is a great item right now. So Minnesota United Game Day VIP experience. So you're going to get 4 lower-level tickets to the August 6th League's Cup matchup. Minnesota soccer legend Manny Lagos is going to give a personal chalk talk there as well. And you get a little tour of Allianz Stadium,
which is fantastic.
Super cool. Might
be the best stadium in town. It's really good.
I don't work at that one, so I'm not going to say it because of the other ones that I do work at. But yeah, it's incredibly cool.
Rusty in the Wallet is right nearby. I think we discovered that.
Bench warmers. You're going to get down on the pitch and watch warm-ups from the home team bench. You're going to get you get to share the experience alongside of you. So it's the 4 lower level tickets and a behind the scenes experience.
Who are they playing, Rusty? You're avoiding who they're playing.
Atletico de San Luis.
Yeah. Atletico.
Well said.
Well
Thank
said.
You very much. Yeah.
Do I get to play, Brad? This isn't a league game.
Yeah, you're on the pitch.
Yeah, let's go.
763-406-5600. Opening. This is actually, we're starting this one really, really low. $300 for our open bid on this one. $300 open bid. Give us a call. 763-406-5600.
This is a great opportunity. United is a fun experience. Let's hope for a beautiful day. Jordana is here. Where do we start? I want to start.
I'll start.
Yeah.
I know this isn't my show, but I'll start.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Chad Hartman. Because Chad Hartman matched the most recent bids. It's a lot of money, and I am so grateful to have you. You've been a great support for me during my whole cancer time. And the fact that you are willing to open up your own pocketbook and understand this cause and the need and be part of the solution, I am very grateful to you. Thank you, Chad Hartman.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Do you ever think back to the first day when all this started?
You mean when I got cancer or when I had to work with you?
Yeah. The latter.
Well, that wasn't a great day.
The latter day's probably the first.
Gee, you have to work next to Chad Hartman, or you have cancer. Let me think about that.
Why are you laughing so hard, Aragon? I mean, go on.
Truth can't be controversial, right?
Exactly. When you found out.
When I found out through everything. Yeah, I do. It still seems surreal to me, though. And I know you've lived life with medical issues. I get that. You understand.
Right.
It still seems surreal to me. And I am 3 years out of my transplant, almost 5 years out of diagnosis. And people look at me like, oh, wow, that went fast. Did it?
Really? You don't feel that way.
But yeah, it does. I feel like a different person, though. I am a completely different person. Some good, some bad.
Yep.
But yeah, sometimes
Expand
I do
on
think
that.
About it.
Where do you think you're good? Where do you think you're a better person? And where did it test you so much, maybe change you the other way, too?
I'll start with the good. I'm so much more chill. You know why, Chad? As you know, anyone who's struggled with medical battles or whatever, like, nothing matters except health, except the moment that you're in where you feel good. Very little else matters. So it has given enormous perspective on so many things. So I am way more chill. People say, do you worry? I don't worry about anything anymore. Worry is useless to me. So that is great, has given me great perspective. The how I feel worse, and this is not to discourage any cancer survivors or people fighting through that battle right now, but I would be lying if I said that illness did not strip things away from me.
Yeah.
For example, energy level, ambition. There were a lot of things that I was hoping to accomplish in September of 2020. And when October 21st of 2020, when I got diagnosed, I could never go back to the things that I was hoping to accomplish. Starting a small business, like a speaking tour, mm-hmm. you know, maybe even a book. Like I don't really think about those things anymore because I'm getting through the day every day, Jen.
Yeah. Well, I heard you coming in and I thought you made such an interesting point. And one that resonates with a lot of us is when you talked about during some of the toughest times and telling a nurse or two or a doctor or two, I don't ever want my kids to face something even close to this. Just expand on that a little bit.
Okay, that, and thank you for asking me, because that is something I thought about every day. Because being in the hospital, and when I was in the hospital, remember, it was COVID times. So I couldn't even have visitors. Oh, it was very lonely times. And I thought about all of the kids. I had a pediatric leukemia. I had a T-cell ALL. And
I think a lot of people forget that part of it, how unique it was for a grown adult to have this type of leukemia and
it
how rare
that is.
It was
a little weird, yes. Yeah. My kids said it's because I never grew up and I'm so immature that I ended up with a pediatric leukemia.
It was sitting right there, yeah.
But I would think about that. I cannot imagine, like, the spinal taps that I went through and the painful procedures that I went through, having to watch a child go through that. And I would thank God every day that it was me and not them. And you, as a parent of a child
Sure.
who has been through things.
Yeah, Quentin's faced a lot.
Again, you guys are unbelievable heroes, and the strength for me to go through it, that's just survival. That's I want to be there for them. I want to see my grandkids. I want to do the thing, all the things. Mm-hmm. But to watch a child have to suffer the way some of us patients do, again, I was grateful it was me. I don't know that, thank God God did not give me that challenge, because I don't know that I would have been as strong as you or some of the other parents you've heard today.
I think we talked about this before when you really were concerned about whether you're going to make it. It was recordings that you left. Is that right?
It was. When I was re-diagnosed, when my cancer recurred.
Yeah, the second time.
I was diagnosed with leukemia, and I did 8 rounds of chemotherapy. And I was in remission for maybe 8 months later. So I was in remission for a total of 16 months, and my cancer came back. And, Chad, when my cancer came back that day, I was 100% sure I was going to die. I thought,
I can't
this
fault
is
you,
it.
Right? And you had to also be thinking, can I do this again?
Correct, because I knew what 8 rounds of chemotherapy did to me, and now I had to go to bone marrow transplant. But I somehow, something flips in your brain when you fight that battle so hard for so long, and then you lose. I lost that battle. Yeah. The cancer came back, and it was coming back fast.
It wasn't your fault, obviously. You know, did you think it was your fault in some way?
In the beginning, I thought it was my fault, my first diagnosis. And I asked my doctor, was something I did? Was it the Fruit Loops I ate as a kid, the processed food, the growing up in New Jersey? Was it bad karma? Was it something? And he would look at me and say, Jor, you just got really, really, really unlucky. Yeah. And maybe he was letting me off the hook a little bit, but we don't know why
yeah,
we get
cancer. There are so many people who will do it. And we've done it a lot with Quentin. Why did Quentin turn out when Hunter and Griffin were as healthy as they were? Right. So when you're thinking this again,
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I thought for sure this is my time. I got a stay of execution for the first 16 months, but clearly this is here to kill me. So I did. I started recording videos to my children and my husband, my parents, for all the things I was going to miss. My children were all teenagers, and I wasn't going to make it to graduation. I wasn't going to make it to their wedding. I wasn't going to make it to their heartbreaks, the birth of their children. I just knew I wasn't. So I recorded videos for them on those days. Chad, those videos still live in folders on my desktop.
Have you ever watched them?
I do not watch them.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared for that.
Has anybody ever watched them?
I have not given the children access to it.
How about Mark?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No. So they're still there, but that also gives you this unique perspective to actually think about and articulate, what do you want to tell your kid on their wedding day or on the birth of their first child? And you walk through that process in your mind, which gives you a unique perspective on life.
For sure.
If you do come through it.
Yeah. Wow.
And thank God I'm still here.
Yeah.
And you know what? My oldest graduated from college 2 weeks ago. My youngest is graduating from high school next week. My middle guy is sitting right there in the audience. He's a student at the U. He's a Gopher.
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate my mom's 80th this summer with her, God willing. We have a few weeks for that, unless I get hit by a bus. But God willing, it'll all happen.
Having this emotional moment. Except if a bus. What if
Adam's always the bus.
What if Adam's driving the bus?
Is that there's always Adam, the Adam Carter factor.
Yeah. Exactly. How about a round of applause for Jordana? Just powerful, amazing stuff. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. United Game Day experience. Come on. Rusty, tell everybody about it. We were so caught up in the emotions of Jordana. First of all, I hope that inspires you to call for $5, $10, $15, $20 or be a part of the bigger thing. Because for some, and you know this, Jordana, for some, it's just a bigger number like this they can't do. But if they can give $5, $10, $15, whatever you can, that is still incredibly powerful and meaningful for NMDP. But Rusty, how about this one in particular?
Well, I tell you what, just go to WCCORadio.com and click on the link, and you're going to learn where those dollars will go. You're going to hear some more of those stories as well, and how to donate. I donated earlier today. It takes two minutes.
You.
It takes no time at all. Right now, though, we got a really great item and a dandy of a bid option, too. We're only at $300 right now, and we're going to raise by lower increments, too. We do this to kind of just build some more excitement.
Yep.
$350 would be our next one. Jenna's got it right now at $300. Minnesota United Game Day VIP experience. Four lower level tickets. The August 6th game, you get to hang out with Chad. You get to get a soccer chalk talk with Manny Lagos, legend, and also a mini tour of Allianz Stadium as well. Give us a call, 763-406-5600.
This is a great opportunity. Hopefully, beautiful day, beautiful game, the beautiful game, Harrigan, right? We got the beautiful game.
That's right.
So this would be nice. Check out all of St. Paul that day. Come over to United Game Day and have this fun with us. Again, 763-406-5600. Again, thanks to Jordana for joining us. Let's pause. Come back with more on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to mention the sponsors again. I know they just came up, but they deserve credit for what they do when they have numerous opportunities to donate and to be part of events that are meaningful every single day. So Gutman Law, Wills Trust and Probate, Maplewood Toyota, and Invergrove Toyota, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this great event, because it doesn't happen without you folks. Again, this is United. When we think of great venues, Dave, we've had this debate on the show before. Where is the best place to watch a sporting event? And sure, some of it is going to be tied to which sport you prefer.
Yes.
Right? But for me, as someone who's attended a couple games at Allianz, I think it's tremendous. I really do.
It is.
And I think it's something for a lot of people. They've not had a chance to attend it. So before we get to this next bid, I want to encourage the folks. Listen, we know how soccer-crazed this state is. So let's go on the bidding, because how many of you have driven out to Blaine over and over and over and over again? And you're sitting there, and you're going, are they going to win? Oh, if they don't win, I have to go over here and we'll eat, and then we'll wait 2 hours for the consolation. Oh, guess what? They won in the consolation round, so we're going to stay here.
Goody.
So you know you kind of liked it because it was your kids. You kind of really didn't like it because it went on and on and on.
Because it was your weekend.
Yeah, it was your weekend, Evan. Golf out, yard work out, cocktails out. So you are in the, let's go with this phrase, the soccer community.
Mm.
You are in the soccer community. So, Rusty, if they could be a part of this unique game day experience with United and the success they're having, and that facility and the unique opportunity, we should get this number going even a little bit higher.
For lower-level tickets, that August 6th game, you get a chalk talk with Manny Lagos. Chad's going to be there hanging out with you. And some people who I believe are in the aforementioned soccer community have made some bids right now. Miranda came in over top at $400. Jenna answered back. We're currently at $500. So go ahead, give us a call, 763-406-5600. That's 763-406-5600. And Dave, I love what you were saying too. Like, it's maybe it's your kids, but you know your kids maybe are on a team and got a couple other buddies who
want
to join.
Yeah, exactly. You might have a couple kids that love soccer. Maybe you've only got one kid that's into soccer and two great friends that want to see it. I mean, I've been to Allianz a couple times watching way up top. Way up top, not the Hartman seats, but these are the Hartman seats.
These are
the lower levels, and they get you down right on the pitch for warm-ups, watching from the bench. How cool would that be for
you? Think I'm going to the upper level?
No,
come on, get out of here. Are we boring you, by the way? Rusty's talking to you on your phone. I mean,
we got issues going on.
I got a lot of issues today.
A lot happening.
I got a lot of issues. Okay, soccer community. Think about what you have to do when you're a part of the soccer community. Where's the soccer ball? I don't know where the soccer ball is. Do I have to bring the treats? Okay, do I have to bring the treats? Where's the water bottle?
Got to have the bottle.
You say, where's the uniform? Your partner says, where's the outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen would always say to me, where's the outfit? I'm like, it's not an outfit. It's a uniform. It's the same thing. It's an outfit. What's the big deal?
Got to have your shin guards.
Very important. They got to check the shin guards. What else?
I literally had this exact conversation last night. My daughter's first ever soccer game, and we went through every single one of those.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
I was a part of the soccer community. In fact, middle boy Griffin, who now is totally into sports, for a while when he was a kid didn't want to play sports, so we had no choice. I said, pick a sport. Go soccer. So then he became the goaltender because he didn't want to run that much.
Oh, that was me.
He would sit there and talk to me while the game's going on. And so one of the members I have, I'd be going, they're coming. What's that? They're coming. Yeah. They're coming. And then he scored. He goes, why are you talking to me? I'm like, I'm not trying to talk to you. I was trying to tell you the other team's coming. And the other parents are just laughing and laughing. And they're like, your son really doesn't want to be here. Nope. What does he want to do? Play video games? He's not going to play video games all day. So I was a reluctant member of the soccer community.
I think once you're a member, you're always a member. You're still in.
I used to be much more dismissive of soccer than I am now. Now, I'm not going to be like watching every sort of game in the Premier League, but my guy, my friend, Dermot Cowley, he's the owner of the best pub on the planet, O'Donovan's. He was bragging about his team. I forget which team. You know, the European leagues, they have a championship every 5 minutes.
That's about right.
I mean, every 5 minutes, there's another title. And I'm like, is this the main one? No. And this explanation took 5 minutes. I go, are they in the main league? No. So I know how invested people are. We just had Messi at Allianz Field recently.
Yeah.
Messi.
Smoked him, too.
Toyed with him.
Take that, Messi.
And then you know what United did? Made fun of the Miami team on the Twitter. It was Instagram, right?
Yes.
I think it was, and by the way, Beckham, who you remind me of often. Beckham was all upset.
Yes,
lighten up.
Oh.
You know, lighten up.
Win with class.
Oh, you know, bend it this way, okay? Just have a little bit of fun, okay? So we're going to yuck it up. It's a cool place. They've got all sorts of cool food options. Manny Lagos is one of the 700 Lagoses we have in the soccer community.
A lot of Lagos.
We got a lot of Lagoses. We're going to have fun. So, Jenna, I know you've got the top bid, but we're going to pause right here. We should top $500 for the United game day experience. I matched the two in the first two. I'm not matching this one. I gave it my all in the first hour. I want you, the listeners, to spread your wings. You're like the caterpillar who is now turned into the butterfly.
That's it.
Did you think that's where I was going?
Can we break on that?
Yeah, I mean, you could. Or maybe now that I've turned 60 today, maybe it's over. Maybe it's time to take the keys away, and maybe I need to just be on night talk. Brad's thinking about midnight to 3 for me after this experience. All right, please call. It's all for a great cause. NMDP. for people who are touched by blood cancer, but we have to have some fun with it to try to entice you to call for this amazing experience and just be a part of raising money, because it could be you, it could be a radio host, it could be a neighbor who's touched by this insidious disease, which none of us want any part of. But when someone gets it, an organization like NMDP truly saves lives and brings people together. So please, donate money now if you can. 763-406-5600.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're like Scorsese.
Yeah.
I mean, you're orchestrating
Osmo Vanska.
you are the conductor, aren't you? Okay, for folks who don't know.
Maestro, not conductor.
Yeah, I could do that. Wave your arms a little bit. Give me a break. One of the biggest scams of all time. Okay, explain the Am I Wrong game, why people should be excited about it, and what else we're going to offer them with the Am I Wrong game.
You know, it's funny that you would make me do this, considering everybody already knows it's the greatest segment that's ever hit in radio, terrestrial radio and beyond. We do it every Friday, typically at 2:35 to 2:45, whenever Chad gets to it. But it's your chance to let people know how you feel on a variety of topics, and the best part is you get to choose the topics. Okay, I consult with the committee each week. Usually it's a Thursday evening meeting. Had to be Wednesday because of the thing we got going on tonight, Mr. 60. But you get to come in and let us know how you feel, and then Chad will simply have to sit back and either tell you you're right, you're brilliant, everything you've said is spot on, or
crush you.
Yeah, well, he might crush you, and he might do it, you know. You can never really truly believe that he believes what he's saying when he crushes you, because, I mean, I've never been wrong. The committee's never been wrong, but you try to make us believe
jealous
that we're wrong.
That's what it is.
That's right. You don't come up with those great ideas. So, yeah, it's your chance to have basically a half an hour to tell the world
on the radio
how you feel live on WCCO Radio, and we will celebrate. Maybe a little lunch, maybe a little drinks after. We'll figure it out. We'll treat you well.
Okay, so let's include that part also, and let's emphasize this. Let's just lock this one in at 2:35.
Done.
Should we do that?
Done.
We're going to lock it in at 2:35.
And we'll find a Friday that works for you.
I'll make a Friday because I got a little Quentin responsibility.
Not you.
Yeah.
Not you, the winner.
Oh, yeah. I suppose you really were thinking of them more than my responsibility?
I was, yes.
Okay. I mean, that probably makes sense. We'll make sure it's a Friday that works with your schedule. Or if it turns out that you have to go on a Thursday, we might be flexible, too.
I could talk to the committee.
Yeah, we'd rather stay Friday. So you get to come up with these ideas that Dave talked about. Four or five kind of contrarian views. And are you going to react also?
Yes, I'm happy to.
Yeah, I think you'll have to react, and I will have to react. Maybe Rusty can come in. He'll react. And you could put us in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise us, or we can take you to town. So you've always, a friend of mine once said, when we were talking about callers and people rely on callers, if you want to react, I'm trying to remember, what did Cannon say? He said, if you want to call in, get your own talk show, something like that. I'm trying to remember. You now get to be the host of the show.
That's right.
For multiple segments, we are turning the show over to you. And then if you want us to bring food in, and you can join us in the 2 o'clock hour, and we'll eat a little bit. Or you want us after the show, we'll go to one of the fine places right nearby,
mm-hmm,
and grab an adult beverage, alcoholic, non-alcoholic, and a little bit of food. We'll have some fun with you. So this is truly a unique package here, right? Where you get a chance to go on the radio and show us your skills and have some fun, and then we'll have some food afterwards. So, Rusty, how should people reach out in this one?
Okay, so this is great. So it's 763 406-5600 as we continue to raise money for NMDP, folks who are affected by blood cancers. Go to the website, WCCORadio.com. Click on the banner. You can learn about this and other items. For me, I'm kind of getting to live this because you two are the kings of self-deprecation. But this is a really big deal. At a gala that when we would be selling something like this, if it was in a big ballroom, this is honestly like a $4,000 or $5,000 opportunity that they get to see how things work behind the scenes, get to be a part of this radio station, and at the same time, helping out a really, really amazing cause. Our opening bid, and we're starting it, I cannot believe we're starting it this low. I thought we'd start at about $1,000. We're starting at just $300.
Yep. Get in.
Yeah, so 763-406-5600. That's 763-406-5600 to win the Am I Wrong host package.
Okay, I'm looking over here at the team. They're looking at me. Nice, kind individuals. They can talk to me right now because they're not on the phone. Rusty just laid it out. You get, we'll give you a tour of the station.
Yes. You'll be meet kinda, some folks aside from just us.
Yeah, you'll be kind of devastated what a dump it is on the second floor. You'll be like, this is WCCO radio. Or you can, but then we'll take you up to the third floor. You're like, wow.
Yeah, it's okay.
This is nice.
Usable bathroom.
Yeah, if Cambria is open, we'll go down to Cambria. You'll see it, but a chance for you to see WCCO radio. A lot of people just will pay $300 just to get a tour
for sure
of a legendary radio station. You're getting way more than that. You get to be the Am I Wrong host for two segments. You get to own the airwaves. It could be treacherous for us. You could take over the show. We could lose our gig permanently.
Yes. Their entire Am I Wrong arguments could just be about how terrible the show is.
Yeah. That's true. It could be. We don't.
We'd
have
be forced to agree.
We don't have any editorial control of what you're doing. So come on. Have some fun. Like we're having now, but never, ever forget why we're talking about this. Because I'll just cite this one again, because it is a stunning number. Every year, think about it, 12,000 patients are diagnosed with life-threatening blood cancers or other diseases, like sickle cell, for which a blood stem cell transplant for an unrelated donor may be the best or only hope for a cure. These folks at MNTP are getting that done. So you can donate $5, $10, not be a part of this, or donate to this and get to host the Am I Wrong segment for two different segments, and we'll work with your schedule. So please, touch your heart, reach out, have some fun with us on the radio, and maybe you'll replace us going forward. 763-406-5600. 763-406-5600. 5600. We'll look forward to hearing from you when you call that number during the break. Okay, we wondered about this in this area. Would some individuals who are intrigued by this, Dave and Rusty, be nervous? Like, go ahead, expand about your mother-in-law.
When my mother-in-law, who's listening right now in Bellevue, Minnesota.
What's her name?
This is D. Forkrude.
D, thank you so much for listening as much as you do. You That's very, very kind.
You have just put me so much farther up in the will. I cannot thank you enough for that. But
actually put me in the will, and Rusty's out.
But the thing is, when the option to text in became an option years back, it was the greatest thing ever, because then she could actually get her home improvement questions answered.
Sure.
And what have you. Because the thought of calling and talking to a human and potentially being on air was the most terrifying thing possible for her. So she might not have the interest. Now, Dee, you can still make a donation.
Yeah.
And know you know how to work the internet. Just go to WCCORadio.com, click on the banner. You're going to learn about the items. You can learn more about NMDP and all they do for folks who are battling blood cancer, and how people can get on the registry and help out too. You can easily make a donation if you don't want to actually be on the air as well too. It took me 2 minutes to do it. That's at WCCORadio.com. But if you do want to be a part of the segment, give us a call and bid on it, 763-406-5600.
Now, Dave hosts Am I Wrong? So you represent the committee.
Yes.
You are also willing to help the individuals who, like Rusty laid out, very effectively, who might be apprehensive.
Yeah.
Who might be nervous. Who might think, wow, I like listening, even like your show. But wait, I'm going to be in front of the microphone that long? So maybe you're a part of the segment, but you don't have to come up with all the ideas.
For sure. And if there's, you know, things you want to talk about and you're just nervous to do it, you know, I don't know how I'm going to sound, the committee is happy to punch up some arguments for you, write out some things for you, get it ready. I will join in and defend the argument if that's what you need. I will rip it even if it's terrible. The committee will be on board this week with whatever our bidder says. And, I mean, Chad, you don't have to be, but we know you'll be wrong regardless because the committee is just, I mean, undefeated right now.
That is correct.
So, yes, we are willing to help in any way to make it as comfortable. If you barely want to talk and you just want the committee to speak on your behalf, committee can do that, and you can still come in and hang out, have a lunch, have a couple drinks.
Here's the thing, too. You may just have a friend of yours who is the more outgoing, gregarious type, right? You might think, I'm going to bid, I'm going to call 763-406-5600, but the thought of you, the individual who called to bid the money going on air, no, you're not going to do it. But your friend, Fred, let's go. We don't have enough Freds in the world now, do we?
Need some more Freds.
Yeah, we do.
Fred thinks he's right about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks he should be a talk show host all of the time. So you're going to call with the starting bid of $300, and you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for Fred. You're doing it for Steve. You're doing it for Nancy. They will be the ones who stand out and can step in front of the microphone, but you're the one who's actually donated the money.
Absolutely. Or perhaps if Fred, Steve, or Nancy are kind of getting on your nerves, you can come in and make an am I wrong statement about them. Perhaps there's some instance where they have wronged you. Feel free to tell the world that story and declare Fred, Steve, and Nancy the worst friend in the world.
And for folks who are just tuning in, they're thinking, okay, why are you doing this right now? You know, it's 1:53. I'm used to you talking to various people, whether sometimes it's incredibly serious, other times it's silly. We're here because it's WCCO's Cure Blood Cancer Radio Auction, and this benefits NMTP. We're tied to this because of our great friend Jordana Green and how Jordana didn't face it just once. She faced it twice. And we had on Erica Jensen, and Erica made the point, and I have the data here, and I just want to go back to it. Last year, Rusty, and this point alone, NMDP impacted just short of 8,000 patients' lives through cell therapy, which is what they do. Where would those folks be without NMDP to be the coordinators, to be the facilitators, to take them through the process, which they've done thousands and thousands of times? But when you're the one, Rusty, when you get blood cancer, you don't know what to do. When it's your wife who gets that, and all of a sudden you have some of the medical care, but then how could I get a donor? How could I get a coordinator? How could I get an organization that can guide me through it? Well, guess what? It's this one. This one right in downtown Minneapolis, right across from Target Field, right across from the Fillmore at NMDP. And they're just amazing in understanding how to guide you through one of what can be one of the scariest processes in your life. But what brings some certainty? Information. Information can help you through this. And this is what these folks do every single day.
The amazing thing, too, is that this is a worldwide organization. It just happens to be housed here in Minneapolis.
That's a really good point.
They're affecting people worldwide. The thing that's amazing, too, is that some of these galas, and you will see, we got to see it in person last year when Jordana got to meet Matt Dubinsky, who was her donor. You go to these galas, and maybe there's somebody from Scotland and meets this girl who we made a donation to who lives in, you know, Spicer, Minnesota. And you see that moment on the stage. NMDP, make sure those folks get matched up. My nephew's wife, I guess it'd be my niece-in-law, she made a donation last year. This is a kid who was trying to get prepared for medical school at the time. It's an unbelievable experience for her and obviously the people who get the donation. So give us a call at 763-406-5600 where you can make a bid on the Am I Wrong host package, or just go to WCCORadio.com, and you're going to get all the information, and you can just make a donation too. I did it earlier. It takes 2 minutes. WCCORadio.com, or call in. Bid on this one, 763-406-5600.
Yes, jump in. The committee would love to have you. And as we said earlier, if it's nerves, if you're a little, you know, worried you might not sound good, just come on into the studio and hang out.
763-406-5600. That's a good point, too. If you just want to hang out with us while we're a part of Am I Wrong, we're doing it. Dave's in charge, and I'm reacting. That'd be fine also. We're back in moments on News Talk 830 WCCO. Okay. The Am I Wrong Committee has a new member now.
Oh, man.
The Am I Wrong Committee. Go ahead, Rusty. This is your area of expertise. This is your ballywick.
Love that you went ahead and threw this one over to me.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Who right now is the top bidder for the new member of the Am I Wrong Committee?
A bid of $500 has come in from, and I quote, the meanest mom in Minnesota. You guys got your work cut out for you.
The meanest mom in Minnesota. Now, you could top her. You could be the nicest mom.
You could.
In Minnesota. You could be the meaner mom.
You could.
I mean, you could say you think she's mean. Mm-hmm. I'm meaner. I'd prefer you try to go at us with kindness. That's just me. But again, up until when we come back at 2:03, you can continue bidding on the Am I Wrong opportunity. Again, the phone number to call, 763-406-5600 here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.